Chapter 32. A Doctor in the House. Paolo Jordan, a stalwart in the struggle for liberation, was in the office at Eduardo Modlande University in Maputo, Mozambique in 1982 when an apartheid assassin's letter bomb killed Ruth First, one of South Africa's leading intellectuals. Jordan survived but suffered permanent deafness in one ear. In a report that would come back to haunt him, the Africa Confidential newsletter noted that the blast injured social scientist Dr. Paolo Jordan. 12 years later, South Africa became a democracy, and Jordan became Minister of Communications, Telecommunications and Postal Services, and then Minister of Environmental Affairs and Tourism in President Nelson Mandela's cabinet. When Thabo Mbeki took over from Mandela, Jordan was appointed Minister of Arts and Culture. In the Eastern Cape town of Lady Grey, Dr. Paolo Jordan Primary School was named in his honour. In 2014, Jordan had left the cabinet and was a member of parliament, enjoying the praise and respect that comes with being hailed as a leading intellectual. His reputation came tumbling down when a report in the Sunday Times on 3rd August revealed that he had doctored his doctorate and was as much a real doctor as Doctor Who, Dr. Strangelove, Dr. No, Dr. Evil, Dr. Frankenstein, and Dr. Kumalo. The reporter, Gareth Van Onselen, had chased Dr. Jordan, as he called him, for 2 weeks, trying to find out how the two little letters D and R had found themselves in front of his name. But Jordan wouldn't allow Van Onselen to give him what he had given himself, the third degree. He ducked and dived until he was backed into a corner too tight to swing a stethoscope or scribble a suitably illegible script, which was when he threatened Van Onselen. "I'll take you to the cleaners, the dry cleaners plus the laundry, so do what you wanna," he told the reporter. Van Onselen published the story. A week after the scandal erupted, Jordan did the unthinkable. He fell on his sword. Instead of taking Van Onselen to the cleaners, he decided to come clean. He resigned as a member of parliament. For that alone, he should be given an honorary doctorate. After all, this is the country where a good heaping of mendacity is seen as a prerequisite for public office and a parking spot for your ass in parliament. In a mea culpa in City Press, he explained that he didn't correct the Africa Confidential newsletter in 1982 and had made a pact with his conscience, which included the acceptance of the title doctor. The belief that he had a doctorate developed a momentum of its own. It opens various doors, not in terms of making money, but in terms of your opinions being weighed and considered worthwhile, he said. A decade after the Sunday Times revelations, Dr. Paolo Jordan Primary School still bears the fake honorific. Lying by degrees. Jordan was not the first or the last bigwig to be caught committing qualification fraud. Others accused of faking their qualifications include: when Thandi Modise was Premier of Northwest, Africa Check fact-checked her government profile and found a number of false claims, including that she was studying towards a master's in economics. Her spin doctor, Lesiba Kwele, said the profile was part of a well-orchestrated smear campaign. The inaccurate profile survived unnoticed by the Premier over the years because in her humility she does not like lengthy introductions, but prefers to be presented simply as Premier of the Northwest Province, Thandi Modise, to her audience wherever she is officiating, Kwele explained. Such humility. Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Sicelo Shiteka was exposed by the Mail and Guardian in 2010 for lying about having a master's degree in political economy from the University of the Free State. He registered at the university, but did not complete the degree. When she was South Africa's ambassador to Japan, Mohau Peko claimed she had a PhD from LaSalle University in the US. This university had closed when it emerged it was selling degrees online. Peko apologized for misrepresenting her qualifications. Karl Niehaus, a former ANC spokesperson and notorious fibber, see Chapter 49, lied about having a master's degree and a doctorate in theology, bless him, from the University of Utrecht. Erstwhile SABC chief operating officer Claudie Motsoeneng lied about having a matric, Like having a TV license, it must have seemed like the right thing to do. SABC board chairperson Ellen Tshabalala claimed to have BCom and postgraduate degrees from the University of South Africa. The Mail and Guardian revealed that she did not have the qualifications and had failed most of her modules. She was accused of lying under oath when she swore that her certificates were stolen during a burglary. Acting SA Airways CEO Nico Besedenhout was accused of misleading the public into believing he held a BCom degree in transport economics and industrial psychology and an MBA. He blamed the misunderstanding on an editing error. Bonginkosi Madikizela resigned as the Western Cape's transport MEC and DA leader in April 2021 after he was suspended for lying about having a BCom. In March 2023, a week after being appointed Public Service and Administration Minister, Nokolo Kivit was accused of degree fraud. The University of Fort Hare reported Kivit to the Special Investigating Unit over her honours and master's degrees. 6 months later, Kivit addressed participants in a University of the Free State Executive Development Programme. She told them that ethical public servants and senior managers can go a long way in stemming the tide of corruption, maladministration, and malfeasance. The long arm of the law is coming for CV bullshitters. The National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act 2019, signed by President Cyril Ramaphosa, makes provisions for CV fakers and phony resume rotters who misrepresent their qualifications to go to jail for up to 5 years. What's up, TikTok doc? Dr. Matthew Lani was South Africa's TikTok version of Doogie Howser MD, the American sitcom about a teenage doctor. And just like the TV show, Lani's medical knowledge was all an act. The popular TikTok doc shared medical advice with his 300,000 followers, telling them how to avoid pancreatic cancer, but mostly flogging weight loss pills. He positioned himself at Helen Joseph Hospital in Johannesburg and recorded videos of himself in scrubs with a doctor's name badge. He was so convincing that he even featured in a health promotional video for Youth Month in 2022. When questions were asked about his qualifications, he said he graduated from Wits University Medical School when he was 21. Wits said it had no record of him. Then Lani posted a screenshot of the Gauteng Department of Health apologizing to him for any confusion. Guess what? He had doctored the letter. The department opened a criminal case and Lani was arrested on 31st October 2023. At a press conference outside court after 2 days in jail, he admitted he was not a doctor and insisted his online persona was purely for entertainment. His lawyer, Dumisani Mabunda, told News 24 that Lani was planning to sue the Gauteng Department of Health. He was treated like a criminal. He was playing. He was only entertaining his followers on TikTok. Even if he was lying, lying is not a crime, Mabunda insisted. Meanwhile, Health Minister Joe Parler confirmed that between 2000 and 2023, 124 people had been arrested for posing as doctors.